Good morning and welcome to this very first Sunday in 2018. It's exciting to be at Little Sortora, amen?
Amen.
It may be cold outside, but the warmth of God's love is felt in this place. Thank you, each one of you, for being here and supporting the ministries here at Little Sortora. We're very thankful for Brother Greg sharing the message last week, and we continue to anoint him and ask God's blessing upon him and his family. We want to highlight the newsletter. We have our newsletter article writer leaving for Haiti, so the newsletters will be out on the table in the narthex area. So you'll see those newsletters. Feel free to pick one of those up, and there are some out there already for January as well. So if you didn't turn your newsletter articles in, they are due soon this week. If you can get those to Ashley Landis, she would greatly appreciate that. We do want to highlight mission and evangelism is looking for items for the We Care package. You'll notice in the bulletin a list of items, and it's just a great way to reach out to our college students. And Savannah, Aaron, and Devin are the three we have now, but let the secretary know if there's any other college students and just place those items before February. What is the deadline? Oh, it's in there somewhere. February 4th, the last day to bring donations. So be sure to encourage our college students with the We Care packages. On the fourth Saturday of this month, the men's ministry kicks off again, and they'll be meeting at 7 a.m. at Blue Star Restaurant. So come on out, men, to share in that ministry together, 7 a.m. on the fourth Saturday of the month. We also just want to highlight, if you're an auditor, you know what this time of year means. So have your treasurer's book to the church office to review by Sunday the 14th. And then committee chairpersons, we're looking for your annual reports for the booklet. And those are due by January 31st. You'll notice next week's also a youth soup and fundraiser. So this is the year that youth travel to National Youth Conference. So please continue to support them. We're very thankful for each of you who do so. And join in the youth soup and sandwich fundraiser after service next week. And then thereafter, just looking ahead, we'll have anointing at both services, January 21st and communion on the 28th. And that is the announcements I have. Welcome, everyone. We're glad you're here. Let's rise and greet one another. And then we'll open with our hymn, As With Gladness, Men of Old.
Yeah.
And that's the joy we have this morning, church, the joy of the light coming. Are there any concerns or any other joys you'd like to share with your church family this morning? We do encourage you to keep your bulletin with you throughout the week. You'll notice prayer concerns listed there. And if you ever wondered, how do I get my prayer concern there? Just contact the church office or myself, and we'll be certain to get your prayer concern listed in the bulletin as well. But there'll be a microphone coming around, and we encourage you to share.
Okay, let's keep praying for Brian. Our granddaughter in Virginia had a very serious seizure this week. It lasted 15 minutes. She's in the hospital.
Okay, thank you. Many of you have probably experienced black ice before while you're driving, and we're just thankful for God's protection over our daughter Abigail as she was coming home from working at Sheets the one night and hit a patch of black ice and went up over a bank, came back down the bank, and the Jeep's fine and she's fine, but just thank God for his protection. And we see that every day in our lives, don't we? Amen.
Pray for my wife Teresa this morning. This week she had a precancerous lesion. She had some treatment for a precancerous lesion on her cheek, and it's all swollen. Her eyes have shadows. Anyway, she's not feeling too good. So thank you.
Thank you. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for your power, for your might, for your strength that covers our lives every single day. We know, Father, that you are watching over us. We know, Father, you are taking care of us. And as we endure this life, we know there are illnesses and diseases that are inflicted upon us. And Father, in those seasons, we trust you all the more to give us comfort, to watch over us in an even more compassionate way that we might know your presence. And we just think of Michelle this morning and just ask that you would be with her in a steadfast way. She trusts in you, she believes in you, but Father, as this cancer is in her body, we pray that it would cease in the name of Jesus, that she would be completely healed. We think of Rebecca as well, who's been suffering seizures, and our young friend Daniel, and just ask, Father, the seizure activity to cease, to stop in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that we know that you are with us as we go through these times. We think of Teresa this morning and ask, Lord, that you would be with her as she heals from her treatment and just give her comfort in this time that she's facing uncertainty with the precancerous treatment she had. But Father, be with her family, Lord, and let them know that you are very near. We lift up Tony's family this morning, mourning his loss. And we just know, Father, that you are the peace giver, the one who brings comfort in these times of loss. And in our community as well, the two friends that we've lost at the school, we just pray your continued peace over each family member, each friend, every person remembering them, Father. We know the legacies they've left behind, and we pray that that would carry us through and those memories would flood our minds even now. We thank you, Father, for being with us, for being still in the midst of our trying times. We know the uncertainty of our future, and we ask, Father, that your will would unfold. We think of John and Ruth Hoover this morning and pray your continued blessing over them, your healing touch upon them. We lift up Carl and Faye this morning and Anne and Amy as well, and just pray for that entire family, Lord, that you would bless them and you would shine your light upon each of them and let them know your love and your compassion that you have. We thank you for Earl and Grace Miller, and Father, you know what Grace goes through each week with her dialysis, with her kidney, and just pray, Father, you would be with Earl as he feels alone as she's gone those days, but be with Grace and give her strength. Be with Dorothy Renninger and her heart condition and various other health issues, and just bless her, Father, let her know your presence, and we just adore you, Father, knowing that you are the master physician. We lift up Nancy this morning. We pray your complete healing over Ruth this morning and the cancer would be gone in Jesus' name. We lift up the surgery that Sean Fasig recently had and just bless him, Father, as he recovers, and be with Jennifer as she deals with MS and Denise as well. We lift up May this morning and just ask that your blessing would be upon her and many others that have lost loved ones this past year, and just allow them to know your comfort and your peace in real practical ways. We pray for your continued discernment for Jackson this morning, and just allow your will to unfold in his life, and just add that special touch and let him know that your salvation is near, that he would accept you and he would know you and he would go the direction you were calling him. And we thank you this morning for our sister Christine, and just pray your healing upon her and give her comfort as she goes through her treatment, and allow her to know that you are with her, and with Sharon and Armin Hill this morning as well. We pray your healing touch. You know each of us, Father. You know what we're going through in this very moment. Yet, Father, there's many unspoken prayer requests here, and we just take time and we pause and we lift up those prayer requests to you during this time. But we also take a moment and we confess our sins and we receive that forgiveness. So, Father, during these next few moments of silent prayer, hear our prayers. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We know that you are good all the time despite what's happening around us. But Father, we know there's times that we feel we just don't sense you. But Father, we know that you are still there. And we just ask, Father, that you would just lift up this church family. You would lift up this community. Lift up this world around us, and there would be peace. That there would be willingness and abilities to be able to help one another, to serve one another. And we just thank you for the many ways that we love and we serve one another so well. And we just ask in this year, 2018, that we would be making a difference, that we would be hearing your voice as we read through scripture together and know your word, the difference that it makes in our lives. So, Father, we just praise you this morning and continue to lift up your name as we sing your praises through our next hymn. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
as we prepare for this morning's offering, I challenge us with this thought on stewardship and giving. It comes from Romans 5, 7, and 8. It reads, "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Can we comprehend the true value of a life? Are those that do good worth more than those who don't? We know about the sacrifice Jesus made for us, but do we really understand how he could have given his life for those others? You know, the evil, the useless, the enemy. Christ said that we must take up our cross and follow him today. So let us contemplate that as we prepare for this morning's offering. Would you pray with me? Father, what image comes to our mind? Who comes to our mind when we think about what or for whom we would give our lives? But Father, we are grateful that you have done so with your only Son. And we pray this new year, as we demonstrate our giving, that we would challenge ourselves to be able to consider the value of a life and the difference that our offerings make. May it be a blessed year indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come join me up front. At the beginning of a new year, what do you do? No idea. All right. What are those things like you say you're going to do throughout the year, but you probably don't end up doing it? A New Year's resolution. So, like, what are some ideas that you've done for New Year's resolutions? I know some people do to lose weight. Do you think they follow through with that, though? No. Or something like, maybe I'll do... I can't even think of one. Well, this wise man once told me his New Year's resolution. Do you guys want to hear it? Mm-hmm. All right. In the new year, be sure to lie, cheat, drink, swear, and steal more than you did last year. Now that sounds like a silly New Year's resolution. So when he says lie, what do you think he means? I'm going to lie more this year. What does he mean?
Maybe,
I don't know. He's not going to do it? Okay. Well, it actually means lie back and relax just a little more this year. Let a little more life happen to you without so much worry. How about cheat? What does it mean to cheat? What's it mean to cheat? All right. Cheat failure. Don't be afraid to try something new because you think you may fail. It is okay for failure. That's how we learn the best lessons. Drink. How do we drink? No? Okay. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. Many of people have already, have already been down the road that you've been through. Learn from mistakes and try not to do it again. Swear to do your best all the time in every situation. That is all anyone ever asks for. Steal a little time for God. Every day, take a little more time to develop your relationship with God. So if you lie, cheat, drink, swear, and steal just a little bit more this year, you'll have a profitable and good year. Good luck in 2018. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to live this year in the way that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You guys go back to your seats. Thanks for joining me.
Seven days into 2018. How are we doing, church? Our friends and family, acquaintances, co-workers, classmates, do they know that we love Jesus by the way that we're acting, by the way that we're speaking to one another? Are we showing the compassion of Jesus by the way we live and going to great lengths to encourage and to serve others? Or has 2018 found ourselves unwilling to forgive, talking behind people's back, looking for ways to get revenge? A new year often means change. a time to renew, a time to transform old habits. It's a time we look at that word new. Not what's been, what's past, not even kind of new, but totally, completely brand new. Like this sweater. It was opened on Christmas Day, but I didn't even wash it so I could wear it this particular day, brand new, just for you. And this Fitbit, it tells me my heart rate now. A bit scary, but we'll continue in our message. It's only 110. But think about it. It's easy to say new year, new you. But in practice, it's rather a daunting task to unfold. It takes work. It takes effort. It can mean sacrifice. It reminds me of a conversation between Lucy and Charlie Brown. Lucy says, life is like a deck chair. Some place it so they can see where they are going. Some place it so they can see where they have been. And some place it so they know where they're at. Our good friend Charlie Brown looks at Lucy and he says, I can't even get mine unfolded. Perhaps this is where your life is this morning. You know where you've been, but you're not sure where you're headed. This past year has taken you places you never imagined, experiencing things you never want to experience again. Things perhaps didn't turn out the way you had hoped for. And though you're ready for a new year, a fresh start, a new you, you know exactly where you are. And it's somewhat terrifying. We may feel a bit uneasy. We fear what 2018 could unfold. But friends, we've lived long enough to know God has something to say. Every single day, He's speaking promises into our situations. We're not alone. We're not forsaken. God is with us. Emmanuel, this newborn king, has something to say indeed. And in case you haven't heard it in a long while, you are loved. You are appreciated. You matter and you will make a difference. Notice I didn't say you could, you may, you might. You will make a difference because, friends, when we believe in Jesus, we trust in Jesus, He does incredible things through us. Friends, we must realize we're not here by accident. We were created by God. We were made for such a time as this. Maybe there was more God said in 2017, but we couldn't hear because the places we've been outweighed His voice. I'll be the first to confess suffering has a way of doing that, especially when it comes to a loved one, a wife, a son, a daughter, a mom or dad, a grandma or a grandpa, a grandson or granddaughter. But God says something to us in those storms. We often just need to catch our breath and realize that there is no reason to fear. The disciples were told this time and time again. Jesus said this in the midst of a violent storm while they're out on a boat, and these disciples awaken Him terrified for their lives. And Jesus simply says, and He says to us, why are you afraid? And friends, we know that storm had them fearing for their lives because they even said, save us. Save us, Lord. And maybe that's where we are in this very moment, fearing for our lives or the lives of others near to us. But God says, do not fear, for He Himself can and will calm the storm. And even, friends, when we don't think He's with us, He's still there. The storm may have it so dark in our lives, covering us with such a dense fog, we can't see him. But hear this, those dark clouds will roll away. That fog will lift, and our eyes will behold the radiance of his presence. But then it could be the routine. It could be the daily grind. It could be what we're used to day in and day out that keeps us from truly hearing God's voice. We wake up. We take our shower. We get dressed. We brush our teeth. We comb our hair. We eat breakfast, read the morning paper, or watch the news, and we're out the door to start another ordinary ho-hum day. And if you're anything like me, you get distracted fairly easily. But the bottom line is this, we know what distracts us. The phone ringing, the text alert going off, someone showing up at our door, our kids interrupting. Or maybe it's that we simply forget. And we think to ourselves, I know that there was something I needed to do. And we don't realize until we're in the line at the checkout and we forgot to put in our teeth or our hearing aid because we just can't talk quite right or hear all that well. Or maybe you get to school and you realize, oh no, I forgot to check my assignments. Or you show up at work and that incredible lunch you packed, you left on the counter at home. The list of distractions go on. But friends, it is a new year, and we're going to be more focused. We're going to pay attention like never before. We know when it's happening. Our bodies have a way of telling us to put down that donut, give up that junk food. You know those mornings you can't even button your pants? Let alone bend over far enough to tie your shoes or put on your socks. Thank God for my wife, Denise. We know when our strength is waning and we need more sleep. Our minds will start to stray and they're telling us we're watching way too much TV. Friends, no matter how many times you watch Grey's Anatomy, you can't perform surgery. Think of the language that comes from our mouths, that zombie state we carry throughout the day because we had to watch just one more episode. Or how about the game controller or the cell phone that's like a magnet? It's attracted to us. It's okay to put it down because you know what's happening when we're consumed by those things? We're missing out on life. We're missing out on depth in our relationships. And you know, even our hearts begin to tell us that there's emotions we need to deal with. We'll cry for no apparent reason. We'll get angry over the dumbest things. Or we can't handle life like we once did. And friends, because I love you, these are warning signs. Be encouraged. Take the time this year to get alone with God and let go of those feelings. Perhaps it's even towards someone sitting in this very room or in its event that happened many years ago. Pay attention to your life, what triggers those emotions, and then begin to focus on them and pray into them. And with God's help, let them go. You see, God wants nothing more than for us to be whole, to be completely whole. He doesn't want us walking around with half our heart torn out. He doesn't want our minds cut to pieces by something someone said. But that's not where it ends. There's another area of our lives that God is trying to say something. You'll notice in your bulletin there was a reading plan to go through the Bible in a year. Maybe many of you have already done that, but if you've never gone through the Bible in a year, I invite you to start that reading plan. You're only 7 days behind. But God wants us to pay attention to our soul. We've decided to follow him. We've decided to make him Lord of our lives. So when it comes to a new you, it's not always our own understanding, but leaning on others and hearing God through each of them. God always has something to say. As we read scripture together, share insights, don't be afraid to ask questions, but most of all, pray and seek the Spirit for understanding. God still speaks. We know the recent tragedy in our schools has brought a community together, but the hurt is very real. There's a voice of forgiveness that's being spoken, and we pray that it's being heard. I mean, look around this room. Who hasn't made a mistake? We all have. We have known what forgiveness feels like, and it's crucial as we move forward in these situations to offer this to one another. All you have to do is take a hard look at what's behind me. Look at the cross, and you'll realize why forgiveness is so important. You see, Jesus paid it all. Jesus gave his life for us. So who are we to withhold forgiveness? But friends, in all seriousness, a new you begins with balance. And as we move through this new year, we'll start a new series together called Undone. And we know undone is synonymous with the word broken. And for many of us, brokenness is not something we really like to experience. But for us to be whole, for us to be balanced in our mind, in our body, in our heart, and most importantly, in our soul, we must be undone. And we must be willing to deal with those issues and matters of our heart and our body and our mind and our soul. You're all familiar with the verse, and as we rise together, let's read that verse together and then remain standing for a final thought and our closing hymn. Mark 12, 30 to 31. Please stand if you're able and let's read those verses together. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Friends, 2018 is a great time to find that one thing that keeps us from having balance. Just think about that tiny stone, that grain of sand that you've had in your shoe. You've been walking, you've been strolling right along, but it becomes annoying. You can't seem to walk right. It's constantly bugging you, keeping you from truly enjoying your walk or your jog or your run. You've all experienced it. You know what I'm talking about. And until we stop and we take out that stone or that sand, it continues to fester and bother us. So you see, friends, there's things in our lives as well we have to let go of. We can't walk right until we take off that shoe and get rid of that problem. We can't live right before God unless there's balance. And if we're not living right, we can't truly love others. Let's join in singing our closing hymn and let's recognize 2018 indeed can be a new you with balance in living for the Lord.
Thank you.
Father God, we trust and we believe that you have something to say in us in 2018. We believe and we trust that you have something to say to us in this very moment. And we're heeding that voice. We're listening for what you have to say. Let us go forth loving. Let us go forth forgiving. Let us go forth with balance in our lives, knowing that as we're balanced, we can love others well. May it be so. In the name of Christ our Lord, amen.